USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi owes the American people an apology after her visit to a hair salon in San Francisco back on Monday. McEnany saying that Pelosi's elitism shined brightly when she visited that salon despite it being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pelosi says she fell for a setup job and she deserves an apology from the salon's owner.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times. When they said what we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, I trusted that.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden set to meet with Jacob Blake's family during a visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. Around 881,000 did, down from 1 million the week before. With Congress seemingly no closer to negotiating a new coronavirus relief package, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says it seems the closer we get to the presidential election, the more bipartisan cooperation diminishes.
And I can't tell you today for sure whether we'll get another rescue package or not. I can tell you, I think we need another one.
McConnell was speaking to reporters in his home state of Kentucky. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver has died at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame saying Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues, spending most of his career with New York's Mets, leading them to an improbable World Series victory in 1969. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After looking at almost 3,000 designs, the Mississippi State Flag Commission has finally chosen one. The choice? A red and blue flag with a magnolia blossom in the center, replacing the old state flag that featured a Confederate emblem. The flag change still has to be given final approval by voters. Governor Reeves calls it a well-done flag, and he says he supports its adoption. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver is dead at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame confirming that Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues. Seaver spent most of his career with the New York Mets, leading them to that improbable World Series victory in 1969. Seaver also played for the Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and the Boston Red Sox. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1992. And Disney will have to figure out how to continue with the Black Panther franchise after star Chadwick Boseman's recent death. Only a small group is aware of the actor's private battle, or was, with colon cancer. An insider close to Boseman says the 43-year-old actor was convinced until a week before his death that he was going to beat it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.